Good afternoon. My name is Michael Kaidon, and I bring to you the last edition of InsightsCom for the year 2024 here on TWR Malawi. InsightsCom is a program that brings the Minister of SCOM on radio by presenting a biblical perspective on matters that affect young people, more especially students. Today, as we wrap up the year 2024, Justice Dr. Chifundo Kachari will also be wrapping up the three-week teaching on ethical leadership. He's going to specifically focus on values of ethical leaders, how to become an ethical leader, and disciplines of ethical leaders. So please, don't change the dial. But for a start, let's listen to a song done by Pexon, and it's a track titled Mutitembe Nunzi.
You're listening to Inside SCOM.
SCOM on TWR.
SCOM, Jesus loves you.
song titled Mutembe Nuze, done by Pegson, coming your way on Inside Scom here on TWR Malawi. And today, you are with me, Michael Kaidon. Now, I invite Justice Dr. Chifundo Kachali to wrap up the teaching on ethical leadership.
Now, what are the values of ethical leaders? Five quick ones. Ethical leaders are motivated by a desire to do what is right in the sight of God and man. So ethical leaders are motivated by a desire to do what is right in the sight of God and man. You must care. You must want to know what God thinks about what you're doing. You're not your own person as a leader, as a Christian leader. You're God's servant. Because you're God's servant, have a framework of reference, which is the word of God. Ask yourself, what does God's word say concerning this conduct? If God's word has said nothing about it, ask yourself, how will people perceive this anyway? So the Bible may not say don't bet, but the Bible has said what our attitude to money should be. The Bible will not change. We Christians work to earn our money. We don't bet to make money. Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So desire to do what is right in the sight of God. Like we saw the story of Joseph. Joseph said, no, madam, what you're proposing is contrary to my God. I will not. Daniel was offered food in Daniel chapter 1, remember? But he said, Daniel 1 verse 8, he resolved not to defile himself because Daniel had a discerning heart. He could see, good, it's not just food. There was something more. It's not just a hug. Is this the hug? And why is it you're offended if I say no? I'm gonna go hug. The sister wants to preserve her privacy. Why is that an issue? So desire to do what is right in the sight of God. Number two, ethical leaders recognize that they are accountable for their words and actions. Ethical leaders recognize that they are accountable for their words and actions. You are not a law unto yourself. You're answerable before God, you're answerable before others. As a leader, you're answerable even before your own team. Don't threaten, don't be a bully. Kuranda sakufuse ninkan. No. Be able to explain where people have legitimate questions. Explain why something other people think you shouldn't have done, you did it anyway. Explain. You care about your sense of accountability. That's why Paul wrote all those things he wrote. He says, if when I take wine or if I eat meat, it will offend someone else, I will not eat meat all the rest of my life. Okay? So he's explaining. He's accountable for what he's doing. He's prepared to provide an explanation. And ultimately, he also sees that he's accountable ultimately before God. He sees guti ndisapange zinzoti ndikazafika pamaso pa Mulungu ndizakhale ndi mulandu oyankha pamaso pa Mulungu. So remember, you may think you're on a campus where nobody pays attention, but no, God does. And be mindful of that. So ethical leaders recognize that they are accountable for their words and actions. So even how you speak, be very sensitive. Don't disparage people as a leader. Like I said, don't embarrass people when you're correcting them. How is it to have the wisdom, like I said, to make certain conversations private conversations because you are respecting people. Number three, ethical leaders want to use their position to pursue what is best for the group, not just themselves. Okay. So ethical leaders want to use their position to pursue what is best for the group, not just for themselves. Remember, you are a leader of a team. So you're not a self-existing, self-defining being. Only God is that kind of being. Okay. You know, before God created, he was God. You know that, eh? So if God hadn't created, he would still be God. So God hasn't become God because he created people. The only being that is self-existent and self-defining is God. You and I are not. So even when you're serving in a leadership position in the ministry, yes, come, or in any other place, you may be a class rep, whatever it is, pursue what's best for your group. So think about the group. Don't think about yourself. Number four, ethical leadership demands a willingness to forgo your own interests. The best example, like I told you, is the story of Jesus. Yesu, malomo ta kupereka nsonko, analipira nsonko tsama inila kupereka. Chifwa sama funa nkani ikale ya nsonko, amfuna nkani izikanta izonse, ya ntanda. Don't do things that begin to confuse what are the main issues. Kukomiti sakale kutinta izonse, mugambira na 4 weeks, kani ya muntu mmodzi. And yet ministry, yosina idanido ugamba za muntu mmodzi. What it means is, my priorities are sokonegera. Remember the gospel. Remember the work of SCOM. Remember, we are trying to raise people who will have impact in society. Number five, ethical leadership requires a great deal of personal discipline or personal sacrifice. Learn to tame your ambitions. Learn to tame your appetites. Man is naturally ambitious as a being. We want to pursue things that are self-promoting. And it's important to be aware of that. And to remember to control that. Now that I am already ahead, I shouldn't always be interested in just pushing me ahead. If you are a good leader, you should already be thinking about your exit strategy. You should already be thinking, grooming others. So I'll give you two simple examples. Moses and Joshua. Moses had a Joshua. Joshua had nobody. Go read the book of Judges. After Deuteronomy, we have got Joshua. After Joshua, we have Judges. The Bible says, in how many? Because you lack the discipline of mentoring others, helping others. It's about the cross. If Jesus himself said to his disciples, the things that I have done, you shall do greater also. Who are you to be envious if people do better things than you? Because it seems like Jesus is not worried. Isn't that what Jesus told his disciples? Yes. Jesus says, the works I do, you shall do, and even greater. That's a good leader. Because that's the heart of a father. Remember, I told you, a father is the template your leadership. A good father desires their children to go further than they have gone. Any good father. The father has bambeno opu sama aba, kuranawa salipere school. Because in their mind, maganzumao, akorabtio, he's trying to make sure that my children get all the advantage they can get. The things I never had. Ananga karinas. You understand me? That's a good leader. Recognize other people who may have better talents than you. And help them to do better when you're out of office. Also, this was my son called Yidakubera. So, you know, my election has come. Don't be like that. Now, how do you become an ethical leader? Just three quick suggestions. Choose good role models. Number one, God-fearing role model. And I'll share you my own example. So because when I got saved, I didn't have too many good role models who were lawyers, upright lawyers and Christians. I almost stopped the study of law to go to Bible school because I thought you have to be a preacher to be a good Christian. And then, like I said, God showed me the examples of people like Gehazi, people like Judas. You understand me? Ana Eli, analaz busa. So God showed me, no, that's not what I have called you to do. So he gave me a role model from the Bible called Daniel. Because it studied the life of Daniel. He was a public servant who also served God. Jesus calls him a prophet in Matthew 24. Yes? But you don't find him in a church. You don't find him in a synagogue. You don't find him in a temple. He worshipped God in Babylon, in a place where they were not even allowed to worship their own God. So who is your role model? All of us need the truth lived out to be able to follow it. Because the connection. That's why you need a role model. You need somebody whose life can be an example, can give you a template. You know, when I first met my wife as my girlfriend, she told me one of her key role models was Joseph. So I was like, Joseph Ndwamuna? I said, yes. I just admire the way he walked with God. So we're not talking about gendering the role models. But the point is, which character, whether in flesh and blood or in the text of the word of God or in Christian books you've read, can be somebody who can inspire you to follow the example. Paul tells the Corinthians, follow me as I follow Christ. Paul told Timothy, the things you've heard and seen in me, do. Even Jesus had to have a John the Baptist to usher him into ministry. Don't try to do life alone. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. You are part of something that is bigger than you. The Christian work hasn't started today. It hasn't started in Malawi. It hasn't started on your campus. Kunaliswa Kristuena. Kuliswa Kristuena. Yes, so be careful how you choose your role models. But prayerfully identify good role models. Number two, realize that you will answer before God for how you conduct yourself as a leader. If you want to have strong ethics, have a strong sense of God awareness. Live your life. Couldn't mind a name on good paribos. So Musama Miwale Mulungui. Mugafunogamba and Tabuarazanu Zija. Mugandra posting, Musa Nibange forward. Muzinka Nizodi Mulunga Kona. Musa Nayanke Mokuya Murakuya Much. Muta Yen Balemba message Janu, Musa Nibange Kasendigat. Kuzifu Saka, Gudgoma Mulungu Benemu. Angafun and Dibange Sendi. Mugatavanga delete. Or got similarly convinced Guisia Gugona Gaipofiga Mao. Musa Gumbira, I think he made Jandingo Dinakuya. That's part of how to become ethical. Muzikumbukira kuti Yesu anena kuti you shall answer before God for every idle word. Now, idle word means careless words. So everything you utter goes recorded before God. Number three, desire to grow in your knowledge of God and his ways if you want to grow in ethical behavior. That's why I started with the story of Moses. Moses had to learn kuti Mulungu saja madulirai. Simunga kapange ndalama za juga kuti mupangirirani skomu event. Justify. We want to raise money to fund Uje. The end does not justify the means. Mulungama funa holiness. God wants us to do things in a way that honors him. And as a leader, you must understand that. How we do what we do is as important as what we do. That's why na Israel ajana enda mu wilderness. Ulendo ujanalo wa ufupi. Ukapolo wana Israel wa ukulu unali muntima maa osati kwa igubu. So God wants you and me to become better people. More than he wants us to become happy people or comfortable people. God desires our holiness more than our happiness. God wants to help us reflect who he truly is. God is holy. So as an ethical person, you understand those things. Kuti Mungu alini njira yake, yopangira zinthu zake. Mungu sajira za madulira. God tells us to go and make disciples. Eh? We can't use unrighteous means to do God's work and call ourselves ethical. No. We must understand that God wants us to do things the right way. So what are some of the disciplines of ethical leaders as I draw towards the end? Number one, continue pursuit of personal growth. In other words, do not arrive too soon. Muzidziwa kuti simuzafika mpaka paka Yesu akhale fully formed in you. That's what the Bible says. Ephesians 4 verse 12 to 16 tells us that. That's why God has given us the various ministries. Until Christ is fully formed. So you haven't arrived. Just because akusankani chair was come. Kampanduka chaka chimodzi. Ndikumadzimva. Apostle chaka chaka. Don't belittle those things. That's what your heart is desiring. Your heart is craving certain titles. Don't entertain them. Discipline your heart. You're a child of God. That's your most important identity. You're a child of God. Who you are. Jesus was called the son of Beelzebub. Yet Philippians 2 tells us he was equal with God. And he says he didn't count equality with God something to cling on to. May you find your identity in being a child of God and be content in that. May you learn that true maturity is about humility. It's not the big titles. Judas was an apostle, but look where he ended up. It's not titles. Titles are not as important as your heart. Is your heart right before God? So have the discipline of wanting to grow. Always. And cultivate spiritual maturity, number two. Cultivate spiritual maturity through knowledge of the word and prayer. You cannot grow unless you're eating. You know, even Antoine Nutrition, ana kapanda kujabu ino ama kala malnourished. Ana malnourished, ima ita wapanga so effective in their intellectual development. A lot of Christians today are malnourished. Because Jesus says he's the bread of life, right? And Jesus is the word. So guess what? We should be feeding on the word if we want to grow. And this is not just listening to Zonel, YouTube, Buchani. Yes, those things are important. You go to churches. But study the Bible for yourself also. God wants to talk to you directly. You're his child. There's no need for a third party in your relationship with your father. The third party is supposed to introduce you. So the Bible says you've got apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, yes? Of course, that already tells me that you shouldn't idolize one person above others, okay? We shouldn't be people who are following just one person. We may be malnourished. Be careful that you don't idolize your spiritual leaders. Because God has created it that you will never be a fully balanced Christian if you follow only one person. The fivefold ministry says, Guti, God has gifted several men to minister just to you, not only one. But the whole point I'm making is those people are supposed to help you mature. So after they had been ministered to as the early church, men like Stephen were best. So Stephen, even Alibeta Ito, because he was a mature Christian. Okay, the biggest office Stephen got was yogawa zakuja. Kugawa zakuja. Okay, nani nchiro ya jina Petro anayikana. Kutife yoku limeno disipe mpera, ndukwere nga Bible. Zogawa zakuja zisankana antwena. That's what Stephen got. But he was a powerful, ethical man. Because even chito yogawa matebulo, imafunika antu are ethical values. Because before that time, chimajitika nchokuti antu hamakondera. But now Ayuda, amene anali amu Judea, ndia Ayuda ena amachukera ku diaspora, mabwera. Ndia amapatulana, because immediately the accent would be different. Ndia antwali mchechi imozi, kumantau yogawa zakuja, akuyamba kupatulana. They had to choose people with wisdom, people full of the Holy Spirit. Because it was an ethical issue, it was about conduct, it was about how people are living together. So I'm saying only people who cultivate their spiritual maturity can grow to become ethical leaders. Mukali Kristo ofuna kukula through the prayer and the knowledge of the word of God. And prayer si hapa kulupoka. Pray, learn to pray by yourself. You must cultivate the discipline of prayer. Number three, willingness to learn. Ethical leaders have a discipline of willingness to learn. Take interest in your area of calling and learn and read as much as you can. When you know you're a leader, find out literature on leadership and study. Sometimes you can learn a lot by how not to be that kind of a leader. We spoke about Joseph for a long time, about how he refused to take advantage of a woman who wanted him. There was another man. God called him a man after my own heart. He saw somebody's wife, couldn't resist. And this man was so wicked that he tried to invite the husband of that woman to come home from war. But this husband was so loyal. He said, I can't be sleeping at home in my bedroom when my friends are at the battlefront. So Mfumu anamuletzeretsa kwa mtanagana. In the end, the Mfumu wrote a death warrant. Ndikumpatsa Uriah. Take this to General Joab. He never opened this, and he carried his own death warrant because of one man who didn't have self-control. I'm saying, as a leader, you're very powerful. David, his whole testimony, kani mazaterabati. Anajita zampavu to David. Simu ntuamba, kuma lack of ethical behavior. Kusadziretsa, kunaononga zimzambi. So you can learn what not to be by looking at the example of David. Kuti inde wenda ni mungu mkwabu inokoma. Tisasa karenga ta David ya waife. Kuti mtu wala likira mampamvu. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24-27. He says, I beat my own body and make it subject to me so that after I preach to others, I myself should not be disqualified. He says, I don't fight aimlessly. So he says, ndazindirori nkondoi kuli satana yesi. Komaso satana wankulu ndinendemwe. Samangu muna mizira satana ya. Samangu muna mizira zuanda. Palibepo chiwanda akulu. The biochemistry that's working in your body is not demonic. It is part of who you are. Now, God is expecting you to be responsible because you're not a dog, you're a human being. A dog, to fulfill its sexual desire, can sleep with its own mother because it has got no moral values. Sima ganiza, the galu. You and I are not dogs. Not only are we people, but we are Christian people. We know the Lord. It must affect how we behave, how we deal with other people. Let me close by these few words. Every disciple should aspire to live ethically. So being ethical, yes, we're talking about ethical leadership, but remember, just as a Christian, even if you were not in a leadership position, uzipunzira kukala muntu, okala karidwe, lotsatila malamulo, lotsatila dongosolo. Yes? So that's why the way you live on your campus, as Christian leaders, as SCOM, muzikala ntuzo, what do you say to my students? How are we supposed to relate to the authorities of this institution? Muzakala na school oti niyo ndamene muli patsugolo, leading rebellion and riots in the name of being a Christian. Learn to live ethically. Every disciple, but leaders have a bigger responsibility. So when you become a leader, then the burden to be ethical is even greater. Muzakala na ntsugoleri, udindo, okala ntsugoleri, otsatila malamulo, otsata dongo solo, umakula, because ndinu jitsanzo. So we finish with this scripture, 1 Peter 5. I'll read from verse 1 to verse 4. I, who am an elder myself, appeal to the church elders among you. I am a witness of Christ's sufferings, and I will share in the glory that will be revealed. I appeal to you to be shepherds of the flock that God gave you and to take care of it willingly, as God wants you to, and not unwillingly. Do your work not for mere pay, but from a real desire to serve. Do not try to rule over those who have been put in your care, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the glorious crown, which will never lose its brightness. So Peter says, be an example. That's what I said at the beginning. Leadership is about being an example. That's what exactly Paul taught Timothy. Don't let anybody despise your youth, but be an example in your conduct, in your doctrine, in your way of life, in everything you do. Ndekuti ngaruli chair, school sondoru uzilimbikira kwambiri. Ngati the best grade you can get is 60, is kauti unalimbikira. Osati kupanga 64 kuti uli business as com. Then mwina munalandira udindo kuti simukuyenera. Because as chair, you're supposed to be the best example of a student in your class. And as this man or this young lady, she's always on top of her game. That is one summer karamutu, okonzeka, sajumba makalasi, mukafuna material yonse mukampeza nayo. Because are resourceful, ali nayo chidu school yake. Be an example. Aspire to be an example. You may not be the top of the class, but you should be the best student. Those two are different. Papa and Hena, they are intellectual geniuses who have no moral backbone. So and human sija kuma ujama kwanza, kuma their life doesn't inspire anyone. Chifajaji kadojao. You should aim to be somebody others can aspire to emulate. Because you owe it to your followers to hone your leadership skills. Ngadin so goleri, mulungwa kudali nandim hatso. Okay, remember the parable of the talent set? Yes, you multiply your talent. So if leadership is a gift, Jesus is expecting you to multiply it. One of the ways you multiply it is by identifying other leaders whom you can begin to mentor. If you call yourself a leader, who are you mentoring? Alipo muntu mmozi, moyo wake ukukala utu, ukulongo soka because of you. Who is it that you are helping to become a better person because they have met you?
Thanks, Justice Dr. Chifundo Kajali, for that inspiration. That was the last part of the teaching on ethical leadership by Justice Dr. Chifundo Kajali. I hope, dear listener, you have been challenged. In case you have missed part of this three-week series and you want to listen to it again, please visit the SCOM website and I'll give you the details shortly. Well, that's how we wrap up today's edition of Inside SCOM here on TWR. For questions, feedback, or if you want to send us SCOM activities happening in your area, please let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again, 0881-775-483. And as we close the year, would really love to hear from you. What are your thoughts about this program? What would you love to hear in this program? Remember to stream and download a copy of this program on our website, www.scommalawi.org, and there you'll also be able to find a lot more about SCOM. Like and follow our Facebook page, SCOM, Student Christian Organization of Malawi, and the Facebook page link is facebook.com/scom.mw for more updates about SCOM. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM, we wish you a happy new year. And today, you are with me, Michael Kaiton.
SCOM! Jesus loves you. SCOM!